You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson, matter of fact, Ian Rappaport saying he's week to week. Buy or sell, 12-15. Where's the midweek money? And we'll talk Orioles at baseball playoffs with Jacob Kalbenmeier from the Baltimore Sun. But Maryland's back on the field this Saturday, taking on Washington. And here to talk about that and more from InsideMDSports.com. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jeff Ehrman. Jeff, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing all right, Jeff. Before we get to the 4-0 Turtles, 6.5-point dogs now against the Huskies Saturday at CQ. Let's talk hoops. First, Rekeys Passmore, torn Achilles, done for the season. Top 40 recruit coming out of high school to Kansas. So he's one of the 5 bazillion portal guys that Buzz has. So how does that affect the rotation? Anticipated anyway for this season, and give us a recruiting update as well with House and Beamer and Junior County, a great name, and all of the good stuff going on with that one.
Sure. So with Passmore, you know, I think he wasn't going to start, but he definitely had a good chance to be that, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th man, the most athletic slasher type they had. You always like to have a guy like that to bring that energy. So that is a blow. You know, he was an unproven commodity, so, you know, hadn't done much last year as a freshman at Kansas, so you can't treat it as a crippling loss, but he was a guy who definitely could have helped, I think, with him out. You know, Andre Mills is a guy to watch, transfer from Texas A&M, who redshirted there under Buzz Williams last year. He should have a larger opportunity with Passmore out. Recruiting-wise, you know, there's the big name right now is who you mentioned, Junior County. He's the number 2 shooting guard in the country from Utah. You know, he visited UConn over the weekend. It's looked very much like probably a Maryland-UConn battle for a while now. There is some pro-UConn speculation out there blowing around right now. So that could be the choice, but it's not done yet. I would expect him to decide pretty soon. Trey Beamer, you mentioned, point guard from IMG Academy. It seemed like maybe, you know, Maryland might have cooled there and he could end up at Boston College. We'll see if they, you know, if County's off the board, maybe they double back with him. And, you know, the biggest name overall, obviously, is Baba Olatunde, the top 10 recruit from Silver Spring, who visited Maryland about 3 weeks ago, was very high on them. And, you know, he'd be that sort of Derek Queen level recruit, at least in terms of, you know, rankings. We can't say, you know, he's not necessarily going to be as good right away, but he'd be that level of a splash kind of guy if they can get him.
Yeah, Maryland opens against Coppin at the CFG Arena coming up here, November 3rd, a little more than a month. All right, get back to football, 4-0. And we know about Malik Washington, all the brilliance he's brought to the equation as the Maryland quarterback. But tell our audience about Sidney Stewart, another freshman, 4 sacks. Got him something, saw a nice NIL deal, but that's not my business. But my business is hoping he does well on the field, and why has he been such an impact guy, along with a lot of other young players for this year's team, Jeff?
Yeah, Stewart is a monster, you know, Bob. He's not only really good, but physically so mature for a freshman. I mean, the guy's 6'2", 255, extremely explosive and quick. You know, to me, he has eventual first-round pick written all over him. You know, I don't have the scouting credentials of your partner there, but to me, it's a no-brainer with him.
Ravens could use him.
Yeah. He flew under the radar because he missed some time playing football and didn't have a lot of, you know, video to show off his final few years, and Maryland benefited from that. And then, you know, obviously the other defensive end they have, Zahir Mathis, the other true freshman, is also, you know, he's tied, I believe, for second in the Big Ten in sacks, and Stewart is tied for first, you know, so you really just don't see that kind of production out of true freshmen. But you know, now that the schedule is getting harder, we'll see, you know, how close they can maintain that level.
Now, Jeff, watching that Washington-Ohio State game, I saw Washington's left tackle left did not come back and the pass rusher left did not come back. Are they going to be available Saturday? Do you know?
I don't think they've announced that yet, Vinny. I don't know if they will until game time, like Locks does. If the tackle is out, the interesting thing is he could be replaced by Maximus McCree, who was at Maryland a couple of years ago before transferring, didn't really play much, but it would be a big fall off for them, and especially with those, you know, with that pass rush, which has been, I believe, their second nationally in sacks.
Now, Jeff, how do you see the matchup with Washington? I mean, Washington looked like, you know, they got some explosiveness offensively and stuff. How does Maryland match up with them offensively and defensively and teams?
Yeah, they definitely have much more offensive firepower than anyone Maryland's played. It'll be interesting to see how those receivers, you know, Maryland's defensive backfield was so porous last year. This year it's been great. They rank highly in almost every category. So that, to me, is going to be the most interesting matchup right there. And then, you know, can Maryland run the ball? You know, Washington has a decent run defense, but it's not, I don't think it's a dominant one. And you know, Maryland ran it enough at Wisconsin to, you know, to keep them honest. It was a respectable, you know, 3.7 or whatever per carry. But that's something that eventually I feel like if you cannot consistently can't run the ball, it's going to start costing you some games.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Games.
So what do you think, Jeff Berman? Terps getting 6.5, going to be 40,000 plus apparently at CQ as then Nebraska looms the following Saturday. Are we going to be talking to you next about Maryland keeping that O intact?
It's a tough call, Bob, because, you know, Washington, those first three teams they played, they put up 55 a game on them, but they were lower level teams, just the same as Maryland's first three. And you could somewhat argue Wisconsin also were, you know, not the kind of opponents that you can form a really strong opinion on. So it's hard to call, but I just think with the momentum that Maryland's built and with the energy there, you know, obviously Washington having played Ohio State and then having to travel east, those teams have not fared very well since joining the Big Ten. My gut tells me Maryland will pull it off, but, you know, this is the kind that a lot of times in recent years, as you know, when you get to this kind of breaking point, the breaking point games have not gone very well. So that's a trend they need to break.
I'm going to take Washington just so I don't jinx Maryland. How's that sound? Because, boy, I've been on a cold streak big time. And if memory serves, isn't this the first time they played since the Hula Bowl with Boomer Esiason back in Bobby Ross era of 1982? Is that right?
Yep. It sure is. Yeah. For a lot of these teams that recently joined the Big Ten, Maryland has virtually no history with them, which is, you know, as much as it does, it is kind of makes it difficult when you don't have a natural rival. They're, you know, they are starting to play some teams for the first time or second time. So, you know, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I picked Maryland that day too and saw how it turned out. Jeff, what's going on inside MDSports.com right now?
Actually, I'm just about to post a recruiting insider update. So if your Maryland fans out there are interested, come check us out.
Jeff, enjoy the game Saturday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
There's Jeff Ehrman, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw coming up top of the hour. Get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. The Ravens are 1-3. They're in DEFCON 3, perhaps. They're underdogs at home. And ironic, their first game all year long, underdogs. And it's at home against a team that's 1-3 themselves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.